Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, we're honored with the President of the United States, and he'd like to say a few words to you, the President.
Thank you. Where'd
Here
you
I
go?
I didn't know I was part of the act.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie. I don't know a day since last August where I've had a more enjoyable, more wonderful time than today in this great tournament with you and Bob Hope and Elliot Kahn and Jack Nicklaus. You know, this is just one of those things that I will always remember, and I thank you and the others who have participated. Going a long time back, have great respect for excellence. And I was playing with some people today who epitomized that. You and Bob in the field of entertainment, the unquestioned excellence in the field that you excel so beautifully in. Elliot Kahn, a young man who's done superbly in the business world, again, excellence. And the one I envy the most is not you.
I know.
Not Hope.
I know.
Is not Elliot. If I could just be half as good as Jack Nicklaus. A long time ago, back when the ball was round in football, I played a little football against another school in the Big Ten. And I loved the competition because Ohio State always represented great skill, great competence, tremendous, competitive urge and so forth. And I, as much as I hate to lose to them, I think they represent the best. And of course, Jack Nicklaus and golf represents the finest. And Jack, to play with you today and have you break the course record was a great thrill for me. You and I didn't contribute one thing to our score.
Yes, we did. You broke a record today.
What did I do?
We went around the entire course, and there wasn't one dissident voice or sign throughout the entire area. And that's a record.
Well, I just want to thank you and everybody that was related, Mr. Fuquay, and all of the others who made a significant contribution to this. I have a couple of serious comments to make.
All right.
As an office holder in the federal government who carries a lot of weight in Washington, in only Washington, it gives me a great deal of pleasure tonight to say that I want to extend to you happy birthday to a man who carries a lot of weight anywhere, Jackie Gleason. I did appreciate, as Jack Nicklaus and you and Bob and Elliot Kahn and the others know, great. After a couple of hard weeks and a few more coming down the road, it was great to be here and to participate. You know, I can't quite get all of the problems out of my mind, even on a delightful day like this. You know, on the first tee, Jackie Gleason asked me this question: what was my greatest problem? I think he was referring to golf. But I had what was really on my mind, and I said, Congress. But I enjoyed playing with the others in our fivesome. It was a great treat. All of them are far better, infinitely more competent than myself. But I'm going to work at it. And if you are kind enough to invite Betty and me down next year, That's a subtle way of asking for an invitation.
You are not only invited next year, but if you follow me, I know where a martini is.
All right. Well, somebody asked me out in the golf course how I shot today, and I said I shot a 72. The truth was that before I asked for a rebate. But let me say, I appreciate very much, Jackie, the opportunity to be with all of you, to be with Jack Nicklaus, and to meet Barbara Nicklaus and their son, Steve, and daughter, Nancy, and to meet the others who are here, to be with people who are superb, the best, is the kind of a challenge that I think we in America have to seek and work to achieve. So thank you very much on behalf of Betty and myself. You know, we've had more pickets outside of Washington concerning her than concerning me, but that's an indication of her character, and I'm very proud to introduce to all of you the First Lady, my dear wife, Betty Ford. Thank you. So why don't we get to doing things?
Follow me,
Jack.